This is KCUR 89.3. Old walls made of native rock line many of Kansas City's streets, but there's a new rock wall taking shape at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, snaking its way across the grass east of the Block Building. It's the first section of Andy Goldsworthy's Walking Wall, and soon it will cross Rock Hill Road. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
For more than 40 years, British artist Andy Goldsworthy has worked outside, creating sculptures out of natural materials like leaves, branches, ice, and stone. Goldsworthy first started building walls in the late 1980s.
They are edgy, they're challenging, they're difficult, and beautiful. You know, it's a complex form.
Goldsworthy built a 2,000-foot wall that twists and turns its way around trees and into a pond at Storm King Art Center in New York, and a wall in Cumbria in northwest England dubbed Wall That Went for a Walk. Goldsworthy's walls often take a meandering path, but a new project at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art is a little bit different. On a recent weekday, the first stretch of Goldsworthy's walking wall was taking shape, just east of the museum. In 5 installments, it will inch across the museum's campus. In May, it starts to move stone by stone across Rock Hill Road. Traffic will be rerouted until early June.
We'll take the wall down, feed it to the front, and then it will drift away from its anchor like a ship leaving harbor. This wall moves off onto its journey.
So it's a dry stone wall, and sort of quite traditional to where we're from.
That's Fife Gibson, who lives in the same village in southern Scotland as Goldsworthy. He worked with the artist to collect stones for this wall from the Kansas Flint Hills, a mix of freshly quarried and weathered stones.
Start off with some base stones, the bigger ones, and then these are the sort of building stones, and they build up from there, and we've got the infill, which we also call hearting, helps sort of bind the whole thing together. And we top off with the top stones here.
For 12 days, dry stone wallers from the UK worked alongside builders from the US. James Throckmorton, who goes by Jammer, maintains art at the museum, and he says there's been lots of camaraderie.
There's a lot of banter, a lot of singing, especially on the colder, windy days.
A little bit of finesse in there.
Yeah. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've thought of taking a wall across a road.
But Goldsworthy says getting others to back the idea, until now, has been a challenge.
It's just remarkable that we do have permission to cross the road with the wall. And I love the idea that a wall crossing the road has been discussed with the city, and it's got permits to cross the road. It's such a poetic thought.
Julian Sukasagoitia is the museum's CEO and director.
All of that sounded as an excitement that we as an institution needed to embrace, and that is why art pushes the boundaries.
The Hall Family Foundation commissioned the installation in honor of Morton and Estelle Sosland, supporters of the museum and its sculpture park, who gifted another challenging work, the shuttlecocks. Sukasagoitia describes Goldsworthy's sculpture as a drawing in space over time.
Hearing the stones, the rhythm that it goes, it becomes very performative. And so as much as it is beautiful to see it in its resting state, when it is alive, it becomes an organism that is moving.
So far, Goldsworthy says there's been a lot of support. People walking by with their dogs or their kids, taking photos, and dropping off cake. But when the wall starts to block traffic in May, he says there might be a shift.
But that'll be the moment when I think we'll divide people into those who really like it and those who really don't, because it will cause inconvenience. It will be disruptive. It will prevent you. And that's a very important part of walls, too.
Andy Goldsworthy's walking wall will continue to travel across the museum's campus into November. And on its 5th and final stop, it will become a permanent installation in the sculpture park, in and out of the Block Building. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.